The Hunger Games, Catching Fire. Wow. I saw it in IMAX last night off the back of watching Back to the Future trilogy, so a little intense. It's brilliant. Jennifer Lawrence can literally do no wrong. Obviously she won the Oscar for Silver Linings Playbook and that was fantastic, but it, as Katniss Everdeen, you just feel something, even though we're not exactly a city in an uprising and we're not being killed and other awful things, nor do we have something as terrible as the Hunger Games here, but the emotion that runs through you and the epicness of the way it's shot. I mean, the special effects fantastic, but for me, it's the heart of it. It's like the Avengers. When Josh Whedon brought the Avengers to the big screen, all those Marvel superheroes that you'd seen in previous encounters and in previous variations and previous working relationships almost, it was the heart and it was the fact that you gave a damn. You, when Agent Coulson went in that dramatic fashion, you were there. Same with the Hunger Games, when Rue died in the first one and when they brought it back up in the second one and Katniss's reaction. Wow, the acting is fantastic. I've not actually read the books in full, so I can't comment on that. I'm absolutely devastated that the next film isn't out till next November, and the one after that will be the following November. So we've got two more years, and what a cliffhanger for anyone that's seen it. Another thing I seem to be going to be using audio boots for is doing short film reviews, because I don't have the time to pen a 500-word review anymore. As much as I used to love doing it, I just don't. And to be honest, is it not easier to listen to someone talk about a film if you care, or watch a video rather than sit and read their words? I don't know. I'll leave that one up to you. But yeah, Hunger Games, Catching Fire, highly, highly recommended. Not going to do a star system or a popcorn system. I'm not really sure what system I'm going to use yet. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Maybe this will make it onto the new Screen 22 website at some point and I'll start mini reviewing films again. We'll see. Over and out. May the odds be forever in your favour.